Okay, so we are recording now, and Will, I'm sorry, I always forget your title.
Okay, yes, Will Osborne, City of Odessa, Community Planning and Economic Development Director.
All right, thanks. And Will, the Planning and Zoning Commission last night made a decision regarding some livestock. Will you explain for our listeners what they decided?
The City's Planning and Zoning Commission has been reviewing the code in regards to livestock as a non-conforming use, and there have been some concerns in the community about whether or not residential zones would allow for chickens or poultry. And it was the commission's direction that their understanding was that chickens were not allowed in the city as they were defined as livestock, but that was not specifically referenced by name in code. And so last night, what the Planning and Zoning Commission made in its recommendation that will move forward to the Board of Aldermen is that the two words "and poultry" will be added to a list of animals that are defined as livestock. And again, the listing in the definition, I'll read it, is that livestock on non-agricultural zone property annexed into the city limits of Odessa, including but not limited to horses, mares, mules, jacks, jennies, colts, cows, calves, yearlings, bulls, oxen, sheep, goats, lambs, kids, hogs, shoats, pigs, and poultry shall be permitted as a legal nonconforming use provided, one, there's no increase in the quantity of animals on the property, two, no other type of livestock is introduced onto the property, and three, should the number of existing livestock decrease and is not replaced within 30 days of time, the new lower quantity of livestock shall be the maximum allowed as a legal nonconforming use. And so the only thing that changes in that entire definition is adding the words "and poultry."
And I know this has been kind of a hot topic in recent months. Do you expect to see much opposition from the public before this gets officially passed by the Board of Aldermen?
You know, Sarah, I'm not exactly sure. I would have expected that we would have had a turnout at last night's public hearing regarding the issue, as it would have been the time appropriate for the public to comment. We had a citizen who provided some information that was part of the public record considered by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I think that they consider that as part of their deliberation in making their recommendation to the board. But the Board of Aldermen will, you know, likely be reviewing this at their next meeting or in the next couple of meetings. And, you know, public attendance is always encouraged at our meetings. But I don't have any expectation that there will be, whether or not there will be opposition to it.
I understand. And I think you mentioned both people who spoke at the public hearing were opposed to allowing chickens in city limits, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, Will, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I think that about sums it up.